As we all know, NFL's newest dynasty, the New England Patriots, will once again be playing in the Super Bowl. Now, while they've had 5 Super Bowl wins in the past 18 years, they're actually tied for second place for most Super Bowls won with the 49ers and the Cowboys. The Steelers are currently in first for a total of 6 wins. So if the Patriots win this game, they'll be tied for first place and will still have to win again next year in order to truly be the best NFL dynasty of the Super Bowl era. While we don't yet know the outcome and we've moved past the Deflategate scandals, we can count on the fact that it will be an exciting game. Now, when you and I tune into the Super Bowl, it's for the love of sport and the tremendous entertainment that comes from watching the game, the commercials, the halftime show, etc., with friends, family, lots of food and drink, and good cheer. But for the coaches and the players, it's all business. And here's the analogy, and this is metaphorically speaking. The business of proper financial planning and investing is also about winning games, and there are lessons we can all learn from pro football. First, it's all about the team. It all begins with recruiting the right people and building a solid team, where all players are critically important to the success of the team. However, their success is reliant upon excellent coaching. To be a top NFL team, you need players with talent, of course, and that talent has to be honed by the team's various coaches. And it's crucial that the coaching staff leads and gets players to perform as a team with the same ultimate mission, to win the game. So it is with retirement planning. Every financial planning team needs to operate in the same way, by identifying the right coach, in this case, the right investment advisor for your retirement plan, by developing talent, which is guiding clients on how to set their emotions aside and focus on winning for the long run, and making the right moves in terms of investments, asset allocations, and thinking strategically to come out ahead. Also, preparation is key. In football, teams have several days to prepare for the next game. This involves studying the playbook and videos of other teams to glean as much information as possible to create the best game plan to win. This strategy also applies to many aspects of investing where you need to conduct proper research and do your homework and collect enough data to create a strong plan or playbook for accomplishing our objectives. You know, in a football game, the quarterback may change the play on the spot by calling an audible. Investing and retirement planning are the same way. Even with outstanding preparation, dynamic circumstances like a layoff or sudden illness or market crash may require a pivot or an adjustment to your plan. In investing or in retirement planning, it's important to be nimble and flexible because there's a lot of dynamism. And when the audible is called, it's important for the entire team to listen to the coach or the quarterback and move quickly as one team. And when an audible is called, it's time to quickly change tactics and respond to the shift. This is the execution phase where you don't want to get overly bogged down by analysis because ideally, you should have covered what-if extreme cases in your preparation and research phase. And also, there's important execution. Flawless execution requires excellent communication between members of your team, with each knowing the other's strengths and goals and anticipating the other's move. This means playing well together, supporting each other, and maintaining focus. If someone makes a mistake, don't assign blame. Work harder together as a team and support each member to keep mistakes to a minimum and improve each day. And finally, learning from your losses is vitally important. Even great NFL teams usually lose a few games in the season. But during the regular season, there's no time to wallow in a loss. They have to prepare for the next week's game. And it's the same for you in your investments or your planning. You will not always come out ahead. There will be bad investments and market dips and crashes. But it's important to learn from each loss or setback and make adjustments to your strategy for future opportunities. You must get over your losses emotionally and in your portfolio and begin preparing for that next game. So, the next time you watch an NFL game, think about the work ethic involved in the preparation, potential pivots, and overall execution, and put these practices in place to make your financial planning team a long-term winner.